Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for everyone. 1 million freedom-loving gun owners. You do that all the time today. All right, welcome to it. All the time you do this.
Sorry.
You're not sorry.
No, I'm not sorry to the listeners, not you.
Oh, okay.
So guess what? Vin and Eric from Gun Sitters and Weapon Guard are in the house today. Gentlemen. Everybody, we want Vin to talk.
Where are the gentlemen?
Okay, we want Vin to talk. You know, it's weird. They reached out to me. They heard me read the anonymous letter last week about the guy who used Gun Sitter Services. Obviously, they know who he is. I don't know who he is, and I'm okay that I don't know. So, but I wanted to have them on the show to discuss what they have new going on. I know that Easton is rocking and rolling in now Salisbury, Maryland, from what I believe.
Easton and Weaponry Easton in Salisbury, Maryland will be opening this time next month.
That's a very beautiful good. Thing. Yeah.
So yeah, we've got leads into heavy, good leads into Nevada, and we just had an interest in Boston.
Well, you're going to need Massachusetts, Maryland. Yeah. You're going to go in the six top crappy states that treat us like criminals, and you're going to move up from there, I'm sure. So that's really cool. I used to go to Salisbury, Maryland a lot when I worked for a defense contractor. That's where all the chicken farms
chicken,
are and
yep.
stuff.
Yes,
it has a distinct smell in the
it
air
sure
when the
does.
Wind is just right.
Especially if it blows from the southwest.
Yeah, if you the chicken poop smell can be quite good. But see, now Delaware has great gun laws, but Maryland doesn't. So
true.
Perfect
yeah,
spot
so
for
right,
a gun system.
You're right between Virginia and Delaware.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
Down the road, an hour or so from Dover, Delaware, about 2 hours, where the military people are for Weapons Guard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was
so
perfect,
military coming down, because when they get deployed, when those heavy air crews get deployed, there's 18 guys on a plane, and they're leaving sometimes with day's notice.
Yeah, exactly.
So, right. And then they're gone for a month at a time.
Where are you guys in Salisbury?
Right in the middle of Salisbury.
Oh, nice.
So
okay.
Right next to the college. Mm.
Okay, yeah. I know right where that is.
We used to fly out of Marstown in a small plane to Salisbury, Maryland all the time.
Yeah.
And interesting.
Yeah, it's a good small airport right there.
Yeah, I'm good. Those days are over. Puddle jumper days are over for me. Really. So, listen, not a week goes by that a member of the range or Gun for Hire alumni doesn't come in and say, unfortunately, they had to use your services. The last one was Andrew. Big guy, know Andrew. Mm-hmm. He brought food for us last week, by the way, because we got. Yeah, he didn't bring anything for you guys. No. He brought trays of food for the guys to thank me for referring him to Gun Sitters, because it saved him his freedom. So every day, unfortunately, this happens. And, you know, playing off of the letter from the anonymous thing, you know, you could be Mr. Law-Abiding Citizen. You have a college girl who's slightly temperamental, and she calls the police, and guess what?
That's right.
Well, it's funny, because you never know what a kid is going to say. I actually have another business that I run. One of my clients came to me just yesterday, and said that his son had told his school teacher, son's 6 years old, the school teacher says, I'm going to commit suicide, and I'm going to use my dad's gun. Before he knew it, he was in the hospital with the police, with human services, and they wanted to confiscate his guns. They had to keep the child there overnight, and while he's talking, I hand him my business card for Gun Sitters, and he looks at it and is just completely flabbergasted, because he didn't realize that, one, he didn't realize I do the business, because it's a child's business that it's a martial arts school that I run, and I had no idea that I'm involved in this. And it completely changed his view. He was able to think, oh, I don't have to put my guns in my attic or give them to my friend. I can actually store them safely and securely without having to worry about where they're going or the police coming and confiscating them and losing access to those.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
So I hear it at least once a week. You know, and then people are coming in and they're like, what's the name of it? I'm like, oh. So I grab the ANJRPC monthly newsletter, and I open it up to the Gunsitters page, and I circle it, and I give it to everyone. I tell everybody, if you're in the northern New Jersey area, stop by anyway. It's the trifecta. You can stop and see the eye doctor, the eye place. You can go to the pancake house next door and get bacon pancakes with real maple syrup. That never sucks. And then you go downstairs to Gunsitters. I mean, it's like you can kill tree birds with one stone. You know, for one stop. And they're right on Route 10 in Pine Plaza in Whippany, Route 10 East. So go ahead, Eric.
Okay, so on the back end of the call, of the letter from last week, I'm minding my own business, as I usually do. Around 9 p.m. at night, I get a call on the Gunsitters line. I answer it, and this gentleman says, because we're, you know, accessible 24 hours a day, he says, I've got to come to your place. I got to bring my guns. And so I'm like, are there sirens in the background? He goes, no, well, my daughter's out of state at college. I was supposed to send her a package. I may have forgotten. It didn't get her in time. So she went on, she, you know, sent me this scathing text message that she was going to call the police and say that I'm dangerous and say that I shouldn't own guns. And it could have been, you know, it could have been very bad for him.
For sure.
He's 2 hours away. He packed everything into his minivan, and he drove down. By 11 p.m., he was at our place, and we logged everything in. It took me till 4:25 in the morning, and that's when he left. So, but the thing is, it's protecting his rights. It's something, that, you know, it's something we do. We get paid for storage. We don't get paid for time. So we helped him out and did what we had to do. So, he's a very happy customer. In fact, when he came back down towards our area, because he is from 2 hours away, he actually took the time out of his life to stop by here to give a letter to Anthony to say thank you, basically, to Anthony.
When you have that kind of impact on your customers.
And that's it's crazy. Now, that's a good story because he's protected now.
Correct.
But there's a bad story that I got a call last Thursday.
Well, you only got about 30 seconds to tell it, so maybe we
let's hold on for a second.
This gentleman's at a diner. He's minding his own business. His daughter and him are having an interaction that's getting heated. His wife's sitting across. He said something to the daughter that the wife didn't like. The wife kicked him under the table. So he took his milkshake and threw it at the wife.
Yeah, you're done. Oh. We're going to continue when we come back.
He's not married. Eric wasn't going to tell the story in 30 seconds.
It's all right. Vin, we're going to let you talk one segment, Vin. Yeah. Get the muzzle.
She obviously wasn't a Sicilian. Yeah, I'll just leave it at that.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
The world world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
You know what? Let's just put this here. This segment is brought to you by Gunsitters.com. Gunsitters and their military division, Weapons Guard, Easton, PA, Whippany, New Jersey, and in about a month, Salisbury, Maryland. So support those who support us, a Weapons Guard. So he threw the milkshake interface in a diner in front of?
In front of two detectives who were looking down the row at this, you know, because it was a heated discussion, they're going to have their attention. So who gets arrested? The wife kicks him.
He got arrested.
He throws a milkshake. They both get arrested.
Oh, good, good, good. The daughter, well, that's something I like to see that.
The daughter has no immediate care, so therefore the daughter has to go to police custody also. The wife doesn't get released till 2 in the morning. The guy doesn't get released till all of his guns are found. So his guns and a shotgun that's at a buddy's house get all confiscated.
Wow.
So
we talk about this all the time. You better have all your firearms accounted for. You better have paperwork for all of them when you bought and trade back in the day, because if you're ever locked up on a TRO, they won't release you unless they're all accounted for.
Well,
okay, I know. I've been there.
Even the ones that you had that you sold,
you better have paperwork
to
show, because if it shows in the police folder in your town you reside in that you own a gun,
now,
you're done.
Now, this was a former client of ours, so he's been through something before. So he called me, and said, hey, I have a gun that's at my friend's house. They took my other ones. Can you go and get it? I'm like, no. No, we cannot. You're already in the system. Everything. And everything he has will be confiscated. And they actually are confiscated. Then his wife has her restraining order. It's not her restraining order against him. It's the state has a restraining order against you, against her.
Yeah,
because,
I've been there.
Because so it's not like she's doing this. She didn't want it and he didn't want it, but now they're stuck in this thing, and now Dyfus is involved. So he may never get his guns back till this 14-year-old is 18.
Wow.
Because it was a threat to the child. The argument was a threat to the child. And then they asked the child, did you feel intimidated? Yeah, my dad was yelling at me. Done.
Now let me ask you a question.
This is a triple restraining order.
Someday my lawyers are going to let me share my story in entirety. What do you guys got new going on with all these hurricanes and storms and stuff? Vin mentioned something. Vin, tell us.
Yeah, so we have our new state of emergency program, which allows people to store their firearms in a state of emergency. If it's a hurricane...
Could you store it in a state that's not in an emergency?
As a matter of fact, you can.
Oh, good.
Yes, it's actually really the emergency program.
Because if I don't want to be in the middle of a state of emergency, I could just store it.
Right. I mean, if you need milk, that's not an emergency.
Oh.
But, I mean, if it's a declared emergency,
sometimes
like
it's
a flood,
right,
a hurricane.
Poor Vin.
That's right. So in that case, and your home becomes uninhabitable, and we actually will store your firearms for your first month absolutely free.
Wow.
Yes. And it's got to be declared a state of emergency. You can't, like, light fire to your house and say, hey, I can't live here, so
you guys
store
not,
my guns.
Like, profit or something like
so,
that? Is it?
No, and what we're doing is we made it possible. I've been talking with a lot of insurance companies, and we actually made it possible that under your homeowner's or renter's casualty insurance, mm-hmm. you can be reimbursed for storage.
Oh, that's fantastic.
To store your firearms.
Wow.
And that's something that they
most
haven't really...
Most people don't know.
Well, no, it hasn't really existed. Until the last couple of weeks, I've been just meeting with some of the bigger insurance companies and saying, hey, can we do this? And they're like, absolutely. We didn't think about it before, but we'll put it out there and make it part of the casualty insurance.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And it's nothing, if you already have it, it's nothing extra you have to do. It's all under storage, under your uninhabitation clause, and it makes it really easy. And in some cases, you don't even have to pay any money. We'll just collect it directly from the insurance company.
No, I was just thinking, if you're a snowbird or you're traveling extensively, if you're in Florida during the winter and your stuff is up here, you never know what disasters or power outage or whatever. You guys need to visit their facility in Whippany and see the vault and the way it's designed and everything. But it wouldn't be a bad idea to leave your guns there for 6 months.
Well, would you? I don't know if I would want to leave for 6 months, go to Florida, and have all of my guns
in the house.
In the house, yeah. With no one there.
Correct.
You really shouldn't anyway, because it's there's people that are watching your Facebook page saying, "Hey, oh, they're away. Let's go check their guns."
Okay. Yeah. Facebook is one element of this, but there's also that yellow card that you hand in to the post office.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It says that you're leaving and to hold my mail or to forward my mail.
Yes.
And those postal people aren't really the salt of the earth people.
Yes,
that we used
absolutely.
To know.
Sure. Yeah. I can tell you a story about that.
Oh yeah, it's these people that are coming to check your house to see if you need driveway paving or if you need trees cut down. They really don't care about your trees or your driveway. They just want to see what your security system is, what you have, and how easy it is to get into your house. You know, when somebody comes to check your cable box, they're also checking to see where you have gun safes and drugs and whatever you might be able to have that they can get into.
Yeah, the person delivering your washer or dryer or refrigerator, they see
correct.
Everything.
Right.
Or your gun safe, for that matter.
Yeah, the people delivering your gun safe.
Right.
Yeah, you don't think about that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't think about that.
Right.
People don't, they know.
And that's the problem. People don't think. They don't think at all. Right. They just go ahead and do things and get themselves in trouble. They don't realize how they're opening themselves up for vulnerabilities and for theft.
Because we know Cabela's background checks every single one of their delivery people.
Oh, of course.
Fingerprints them. And
yeah,
wow.
Sears, too.
Sears, too. Yeah. Wow.
So some other stuff that we have going on.
Tell us, Vin, tell us.
We got some new stuff with Weapons Guard. We're always looking for donations because that's how Weapons Guard works. We're a nonprofit firearms foundation, which means that when a firearm comes in from a service member, we do not charge them if they're under orders, meaning if they're mobilizing, if they are deploying, we don't charge them a dime. We take the money out of our foundation fund and we reimburse gun sitters, whether it's our location proper or the Salisbury, Maryland, or the Easton location, or the other locations that we're going to have pending. We reimburse them for that. If it's a regular service member, they're full-time, active duty, or National Guard, part-time, they get a great discount between 25 and 50%. So, but now Weapons Guard, because we are always actively looking for donations, which you can do on the weaponsguard.com website homepage, we now have a sponsor a soldier program, which means if you know a soldier or service member that is deploying or mobilizing that has firearms, you can actually donate on their behalf. You give us their name, you give us their email address, and the funds will be used specifically for that soldier. Or
that's,
if you know a
nice.
Unit, then we can push that towards that unit as well.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal.
Really very nice.
So, I was real quick. I know you have more stuff. We'll interlace it in here. But I've been in communication with Carlos Rendo and Kim Godano's people about getting them on the show and getting them active, and it looks like within the next week or two, we're going to have both of them on either at the same time or one and one. I welcome them on the show every week from now until the election if they want. The NRA report card on Kim Godano is coming out in a day or two, by the way, and my people tell me it's quite good for us. And again, I don't really believe the polls. I think Phil Murphy, I think all of the liberal pollsters are doing the same thing to him that they did to Hillary Clinton. Now we're going to have free two-year college in New Jersey. That's part of Phil Murphy's plan.
Oh, that's great. Yeah,
and this is I'm going to give you one reason why you should vote for Kim Godano and Carlos Rendo right now. Earlier this week, Murphy and Sheila Oliver said they were going to give free college tuition, a la Bernie Sanders. Godano and Rendo sent the Murphy camp a huge box of calculators asking them to figure out how they're going to pay for it.
That's awesome.
Okay? Is there any better reason to vote for them?
Yeah, right.
They're assholes like me.
That's right. I like that.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra wide ports so two people can stand side by side and shoot. There's lights in the ports so you're well lit. We also have three times as much light down range that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50 yard range, to your left you'll see our large classroom and go back up to the concierge and make a right. We have two smaller classrooms and those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids, and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids, and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family, so the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
With the news, events, and political shenanigans impacting your freedom, you're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
Let Vin talk. Okay, Spokane, Washington, last week, this crackpot kid goes into Washington High School, starts shooting up kids, and killed one kid, three other wounded, janitor intervened, and the bad kid was taken down. And I found it interesting because the sheriff of Spokane came out and gave this public statement and blamed everything but the gun for the most part, which is not a narrative you hear this day and age. So we're going to play the clip. It's about 5 minutes, and I think everybody should replay this clip. John Willett and I went back and forth because he defends video game playing and says it doesn't affect kids going crazy. I beg to differ, but let's listen to what the sheriff has to say, and I want you everybody to pass this clip on to their friends and family on show 330. Hit it, brother.
Now, this Fox News alert, KHQ is reporting deputies responding to a shots fired call at Freeman High School in Rockford. That's just south of Spokane, Washington.
Yesterday, we had a very tragic situation where one young man decided to walk into a school and shoot his classmates. This is a situation that plays out in our society way too often. And we as a society need to make a determination as to what's causing this. Because I can tell you that 35 years ago isn't that long time, that long ago, and we didn't do that.
You can tell he's not reading any kind of statement.
Where did we really go sideways in raising our kids? Perhaps we taught them to glorify the wrong things. All this violence they constantly consume has come home to pay a major price. It is time for each and every one of us to say no more to the hate that we see, to the violence that we see. We have now a culture where people think that they can dress in black and go out and commit all kinds of acts of violence.
Antifa.
In the name of trying to get their own way. That's not who we are, folks. It's not the way the system was designed. We deserve, as a society, and quite frankly, our kids deserve much better than we have given them.
Amen.
It's time for you to wake up. No more hatred, no more radicalized hate. None of this is going to make any sense, because you can't make any sense of the senseless.
True.
And this is just senseless violence. That young man was carrying an AR-15 and a handgun. Thank God he had jammed that AR up so badly that it was not going to function. He transitioned to that pistol, and when one of the classmates that he knew came up to him and tried to talk him out of it, he put one round in his midsection and one round in his head. He then indiscriminately started firing, striking three other classmates, who thankfully are now recovering in the hospital. That young man who gave his life stepped into the breach that we as a society have created to save his fellow classmates. The next hero in this is the janitor, Joe Bowen. As soon as Joe saw the situation, the shooter luckily had ran out of ammunition, had thrown his pistol down, went like this, and Joe confronted him, ordered him to the ground, and then held him there.
A lot of nerve on that.
The school resource deputy was in the middle school, which is right across the street from the high school. He did what he was trained to do. He ran towards that gunfire, went into that school alone, and helped Joe take that suspect into custody. That school resource deputy and that school and that community
have a special relationship. It's like a 14-year-old
kid. Yep.
To the point that a few years ago, that community named a day after that deputy. They love each other, and that's the way it should be. Maybe that's what we need to teach our kids anymore. Some of that old school stuff, love one another. We now have a 15-year-old in juvenile. We go in front of a judge, and it's our intention to try him as an adult.
Good.
Premeditated murder.
Now here's something you don't hear.
Because this young gentleman got sucked into a counterculture of violence, a culture that is enamored with school shooting. And media, you are to blame for that.
Whoa.
Because you keep giving these people headlines. You keep using their names. You have made them heroes to some people. If I had my way, none of these people's name would ever be remembered.
That's the way it should
be. Sammy's name would be remembered. Joe's name might be remembered, but not this shooter's. Until we start treating these people for what they are, killers, not heroes.
That's right.
You're going to continue this violence. It needs to end. If we are going to have a peaceful society, you need to help us end this violence.
They won't.
To those in the political world, knock it off. Enough. Both the right and the left, you're both enamored by radicalized hate.
True.
You seem to hate everybody and everything. Time for you to end that too. Because we, the American people, desire better than what you're giving us. And it's time we demand better from what you're giving us.
Damn right. Now, that's something you can tell that was not rehearsed.
No.
You know, if you see the video.
He's very emotional
Yeah.
Anthony, I have chills right now, and this is why. You have...
Finn's touching you?
No, that's different.
It's a different kind of chill.
Completely different. But you have listeners right now, and I'm speaking directly to the listeners. You know if your child is not acting normally. You know, some of you know that when your children are not right, take a step just to be safe. Please, I beg you. If you come to us with a story and say, listen, it's my kid, we'll help you out. Even if you can't afford it, we'll help you out. We're calling out to you right now. Think about it. You know if your child's been caught with drugs and he's way underage. You know when he's been caught with alcohol, he's underage. You know his friends are not of pure of mind and body, you know? So listen, we'll help you out. If you come to us, we'll store your guns and get that. Make a safety place, a place of safety in your home. and you can stop something like this in the future.
Not only that, is there are always indicators. I mean, I mentioned before, I mean, I run a karate school full-time. It's one of my businesses. I work with children all day long. And there are indicators, their habits, their friends, their role models, the people they look up to. I mean, are they playing Grand Theft Auto all day and emulizing violence and shooting people?
Yeah.
Do they have detracted the human element of a person because they're spending too much time on a digital device? And who are they watching? What kind of music are they listening to? What kind of people do they want to be when they grow up? And you can tell that. You can always see the indicator of what's going
to
be.
Don't take a blind eye to it. We're all living in an air of error, okay? We know that there's problems, and we're not paying attention to them. So stop that air of error. Side on the air of caution.
It's really sad. You know, I heard the emotion in that sheriff's voice. And the media, as well as politicians, but the media especially, they just perpetuate and glamorize this. And then when it happens, they blame the gun.
Of course.
Yeah. But, you know, it's funny that you guys are here this week by accident, you know, last minute. But how did this kid get his hands on guns?
Right. Where were they stored?
Exactly.
All right. That's the big issue right here. There's laws against keeping firearms accessible to a minor. Yeah. There's no laws against stupidity.
Right.
He had access to these guns, an AR-15 and a handgun. Come on, people. You're not supposed to leave shit accessible. I went for a doctor's appointment this morning, and my doctor's like, oh, we just had an infant. Tell me how to store my guns now. See? Because he's a doctor, and he's thinking clearly about it. Everybody should be thinking about that. Horrible, man. Horrible. Everything I do gonna be funky
from now on. Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
They said it wouldn't last. That was just wishful thinking. Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 7 years running.
And this segment is brought to you by Liberty Office Suites, libertyoffice-suites.com. Ron Sousa has two locations, one on Changebridge Road in Montclair and one on New Road in Parsippany. He has a meeting room that will hold up to 70 people with all of the electronic hookups that you could ask for. For as little as $58 a month, you can have a professional environment and you can get out from under your mother's skirt. Check out libertyofficesuites.com. What else you guys got new going on?
I look forward to those commercials every week.
So Gun Sitters is growing. We get requests all the time to store guns, where they can store guns, what other states we're in. And we're expanding. As you know, we got the location in Easton. We were in Salisbury, Maryland. We're looking at opening a location in Boston, in California, in Maui, in Texas. We actually had a request in Florida. We are pushing. We sell licenses for gun sitters. If you have an existing business, if you have a business that can use this as an auxiliary service, then we can allow you to open a gun sitter's location.
You don't have to be an FFL. It's actually better if you're not an FFL.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a mom and pop used store at place where it's illegal to store guns in it right now, we can show you how it will be legal to put one of those units and store firearms in one of those units for your customers who are actually illegally storing them sometimes.
Pretty cool.
Now.
Yeah. So you don't have to have an FFL in order to take advantage of this.
No, you cannot.
That's pretty cool.
You should not have an FFL.
Should not.
Yeah. Right. In fact, the business model calls for no. You can't have an FFL to do this.
Okay.
I never even thought of that.
Would they operate under your FFL?
No.
Or? No.
When you have an FFL, any gun that comes into your facility,
you gotta log
by
it.
Midnight, has to be logged in, like with us. Right. Firearm Support and Storage is our good neighbor.
Right.
And when they bring in guns, every midnight, that gun has to be logged into an A&D book, Acquisitions and Disposition.
And now that gun is no longer yours.
Yeah, that gun is no longer...
It becomes part of the FFLs.
Right. FFLs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. With cool. us, you're leasing a space, and that space has a lock that you have the only
so
key to.
So you have control over that space.
Exactly. Completely.
We're basically, we are landlords. We are. Okay. We have an apartment complex.
Way, great way to put it.
It's only the apartment's only big enough for guns.
Right. And you're able to ship your gun from Gun Sitters to your residence because it is a controlled destination that you lease. You don't have to go through an FFL like people in Texas that are shipping their guns to us because they don't have a house to store them in.
Mm-hmm.
They actually have a leased location at Gun Sitters, and they're able to legally ship their guns from where they're staying to their premise in Gun Sitters without having to go through an FFL. There's no extra paperwork.
Even though they
no
don't
funds.
Have a New Jersey Firearms ID card or anything
Correct.
Else.
No. Right.
It completely circumvents all that nonsense until they finally get it.
Absolutely.
Federal laws say you can mail your gun to yourself.
That's fantastic.
Yep. So,
and that ATF statute is actually on our website on gunsitters.com. So people can reference that.
Yeah. See, now everything we cover here is for law-abiding citizens. How about this guy? A guy in Trenton, 22 years old, was sentenced, involved in a New Year's Day shooting, all right? He was sentenced to 5 years in prison under the Graves Act. This guy
the
was
same
in,
one that if we stop and pee
correct.
On our way to the range, we go to jail.
Unlawful possession of a handgun in July. He was arrested in June for attempted murder charge, given $1 million bail. He was later accidentally released from the county jail after the high bail was not properly recorded, and he made bail easier. He was free, and he committed a gun crime while he was out on bail. He got sentenced to 5 years in prison. He will do 3 if he's lucky, okay? That's how our system works in backward states. That's how it works now in states where illegals have more rights than law-abiding citizens because we're pandering votes. Because the Democrats want to make so many millions of people that are illegal legal so they can get votes and they can win back in power. This is the lowest the Democrats have held power since 1929, by the way. And they'll do anything to get back up into the swing. And this is the shit that we have to deal with as law-abiding citizens. You know what else I'm tired of? I posed a thing on Facebook. Some of you guys saw it. Why are entertainers considered political experts, and who listens to them? Listen, I don't watch sports, but sports have become politicized. All avenues of entertainment have become politicized, and the 24-hour news cycle never effing stops. I want a break. When I watch a movie, I want to hate the bad guy because of the role he's playing, not because it's Robert De Niro who's giving the president the middle finger.
Right.
Like, what is your job? The news should be with the news. You shouldn't be taking a knee during the game. People are paying big money for tickets. All-time low for the Emmys. All-time low for the Grammys. All-time low for NFL now. All-time box office. The lowest it's been in 50 years.
Right.
These people, and I'm not talking about just liberals, okay? Because, you know, you have James Woods and everybody.
I'm tired of it.
I want
to a
break.
Movie to escape. To not have to listen to all this crap all the time. Not to have to... Like you say, replay. I don't want to look at James, at De Niro differently anymore.
Correct.
I want to be able to enjoy the role.
Correct.
And unfortunately, that's what these kids are looking up to these days. Yeah. And correct. Celebrities know that.
Right. And all they're good for is snorting coke, extramarital affairs, conspicuous consumption. You know, Ann Coulter.
And that's just Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen. That's a good one. Ann Coulter tweeted, she said that the red carpet and the tent over it was extremely air conditioned at the Emmys. Because the elites need to be cool when they're lecturing us about global warming. Okay? And it's so friggin' true. Yeah, like, true. People need to wake up. Rich people, whether they're conservative, which is a minority of the elites, obviously, because I think something happens when you get totally rich, they forget where they came from. They think everybody lives like them.
They also get this guilt because when you can do a movie and be paid $28 million for marginal talent to read lines off of a script, you feel guilty for it because you didn't earn anything. It's the same that we've seen in the Wall Street bankers, right? They basically make nothing. They don't create anything. They make money off of pain. They make money off of pleasure.
I also have a secret for all of you out there. Now, I know 90% of entertainers and sports people are liberal, and a 10% minority, or maybe even less. All of you out there pitched everything you possibly could behind Hillary Clinton, and she still lost.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that so, they feel weakened.
Correct. So what does that tell you?
One butt hurt the weakened.
Listen, I love Bruce Springsteen's music. I would not pay a dime for any of his music.
Well,
or
I hate
Bon Jovi.
Bruce Springsteen's music.
But I like the music. And again, I don't want to hate him. Can't you just keep your mouth shut?
No, he can't.
No. And don't get me wrong, John Wayne was a big conservative. I understand that, too. But now it's just, it's a constant barrage. Everything I turn on. You know what? I come home from work at night, I watch reruns of ALF from 1988.
Right, okay, right.
All right?
And Married with Children.
You are not alone.
Yes,
you're
correct.
Starting to see this major tectonic shift in public opinion. People are just so sick and tired of it.
I'm done.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't put myself through it anymore. How do you guys feel about this? Is it horrible?
Well, the thing is, it's not our opinion. It's look at the ratings. CNN,
right.
In the last 2 weeks, CNN has had huge ratings because it was on the hurricane. Then it went back to spiking down again when the hurricanes passed, and now they have nothing again.
Yeah. It's not just a U.S. thing. This is a global. I mean, in the industrialized world, in Europe and in the U.S., in Canada, you're seeing the same mind shift. People are just so tired of it. They're tired of turning on the news and seeing nothing but negativity constantly, or shit blowing up.
And I got to tell you something. When CNN first came out back in the day, I was like, this is so cool. 24-hour news cycle.
Right.
Man, I'm eating my words now.
Right.
I am tired of it.
Right, because we have to chew the same cud over and over and over again.
And they're all supposed to be experts. They're not experts. They're all shit.
It's overload.
Nobody wants to take responsibility.
Information overload.
Shift it to somebody else. Say, no, they're to blame. It's their fault.
But you understand that this is all part. You know, we talked about 5 years ago. We talked about that little book, The Coming Insurrection. I picked it up. I read it in Italian. Then I poked my way through it in the original French. But the translation is pretty good for the U.S. This is it's a playbook for what's going on right now. It's a playbook for what Barack Obama did in overloading the system. I happen to know a number of people who worked, still work, for the administration, but worked for the Barack Obama administration. Barack Obama hired more neuropsychologists than any other administration since Woodrow Wilson and FDR. And it's a societal, it's a engineered societal experiment, because it's not very hard to manipulate the masses, and that's exactly what's being done right now. And if you were to look at the U.S. right now, and what happened in Europe in the 1920s, and here in the 1930s. We are completely overtaken by the socialist communist agenda, which is what the coming insurrection was really all about. It is to overload the system until it completely collapses and then reset it as communist or socialist. Because when a system completely collapses, people are in just such pain. Enter Adolf Hitler. If you look at the Weimar Republic and the collapse of the Weimar Republic, everybody was just saying, just make it stop. Here's a guy who raises his hand and said, I'll make sure that you never starve again.
And that looked pretty good, and they went with it.
Yeah. And everybody walked in lockstep and followed it.
Sure.
And had nothing else to go by, but we didn't want it. We didn't want what we had. We don't know what we're going to get, but let's go for it.
Did anybody see on the news the Dreamers attacking Nancy Pelosi? They shut her down?
Well, we said this again, too. Well, when the left starts to eat itself.
They're done.
Yeah.
And I also said when the left is done destroying the monuments that they don't like, then they're going to go after the people they
That's
don't
right.
like.
Oh, absolutely.
Uh-huh. And the only good absolutely. Thing is we have all the guns and ammo. They have tofu and cauliflower.
And baseball go. Bats it's, with nails. And
I'm okay
yeah.
with that.
Yeah,
because nobody's
with
getting that close yeah, to me to throw pee or poop on me.
Exactly.
Go ahead, Eric.
Well, they got Twitter, too.
Yeah.
And they
oh,
have
yeah.
Twitter.
But
yes.
like SJW, Social Justice
like,
Warriors.
Like that. What has been said, almost like with health care. The younger people want the government to take care of them.
Yes.
They want
yes.
communism.
Yes. But this is
the teachers
they want free college.
That.
Right.
Yes.
This is 100 years more so, really accelerated, 50 years of inculcation in the entire school system. We all went to public school. We all saw what it was like. We don't know what the hell American history is really all about.
Nope.
Exactly.
You have to study the Constitution now as an adult and look at it and say, oh my God, that's what it said.
We have that right? What?
Yeah.
I hate you.
You know, as it turns out, one out of every three of us is caring for an aging parent. And if you're one of us, I don't have to tell you how difficult that can be. And until now, good sound advice that you could really trust was few and far between. The show is called Parents Are Hard to Raise, and every week it's jam-packed with expert advice and some pretty cool tips and tricks that'll help you and your parents grow older together without losing your minds. It's free, expert elder care advice with a Jersey attitude. The show is hosted by my wife, Diane Berardi, who's been a practicing gerontologist for over 3 decades. So the insight's real, and the advice you get is battle-tested and ready to go. And it's often a little edgy. Parents Are Hard to Raise. Available on iTunes, Google Play, and on demand at iHeartRadio or at parentsarehardtoraise.org. And now, with great sadness, back to the show.
Crank it on, crank it up, let's go, crank it up, it's Gun for Hire Radio.
Hey, we're back, and Eric, what do you have, Eric? You had a public service announcement.
Basically, in talking to the New Jersey State Police and some of the prosecutors around, which we have day-to-day communications through Firearm Support and Storage, which Firearm Support and Storage does store firearms, but only firearms that you're not allowed to have anymore.
Mm.
So Firearm Support and Storage has a program where if you have guns that have been taken by the prosecutor's office that aren't involved in the crime, you can get those guns back. Your attorney can petition the prosecutor's office to release those firearms to Firearm Support and Storage, and they can sell them.
Gotcha.
Those guns, while they're in the police department, are of course, you don't have to pay for them to be stored at the police department, but your gun rights, while they're there, even temporarily, are negated. So you can have your firearms released to Firearm Support and Storage. They could sell them to a third-party sale, and you get the money to pay your attorneys for your legal problems.
Yeah, while they're still worth something.
And also get the money for the spouse who had put this restraining order on, that $100,000 collection, she's not going to get half of, or he's not going to get half of.
You could use it to hire a hitman. Yeah. Or something.
Here, you can take the.
You mean an attorney?
We can make that into money again. And what we could do is you get the money to split in that divorce. You get the money to pay for your attorneys, such like that. Because if you purchase the right guns at the right time, they can appreciate in value and become, you know, good assets. Sometimes they appraise better than gold, Colt pythons.
Unless they're sitting in a barrel in a police department, then they're like
exactly with no condition of care.
You know, one of our one of the sponsors from SafeCon, third year in a row, Roger Water, purelywater.com. You really should check them out. Roger just said if we could just give him a shout out real quick. Sandy's going to send you a $1,000 bill, Roger. But purelywater.com in New Jersey, check these guys out. They don't do half ass work. Also,
we just did give him a $1,000
yes,
bill.
Yes, listen, it's getting towards the end of September. And some fall safety tips. Obviously, every month should be fire prevention month, but you should think about it in the fall. We start plugging more stuff in, heaters or whatever. You should test your heater now before the temperatures really plummet, you know, whether it's a forced hot air or boiler or whatever. You also should, if you use any portable space heaters, make sure you keep them away from anything that's combustible or there's no pets or children around. Don't use a space heater to dry your hats, gloves, shoes, or socks.
No.
That's the quickest way to burn your house down, okay? If you have a fireplace, call your chimney sweep guy now and have him check it out top to bottom, have it clean it out. keep matches, lighters, and candles out of reach of children, and make sure candles aren't somewhere where if your pet jumps or if he grabs a tablecloth or something, he's going to pull a hot candle down on him or her. I will kill you, okay? Don't leave candles unattended. That's a big one, all right? Mm. That's a lot of houses burned down. This is a good time to have your dryer vent cleared in the fall, okay? Because that's another way houses burn down, with a clogged dryer vent. Do a quick check now of the exterior of your house, condo, or apartment while it's not 20 below zero. If you see a loose shingle or a loose tile, or if you see bulbs are out.
Gutters clean.
Answer, gutters clean. That was my next thing.
Because
clean your gutters.
Ice builds up ice and gets damming. Underneath. Yep. If you're a reloader, you've been reloading all summer, do a good sweep, because that black powder or the gunpowder that is falling underneath, now when your heaters start, now that gunpowder is more susceptible, especially if it's been there for a long time.
And black
powder is susceptible to go off with a 20 degree temperature change within a minute. And you have the heater come on, and the baseboard where you're reloading, the back of your bench where you sweep everything, and it falls onto the baseboard. Now winter time comes, that heats up, and you can have a huge fire.
Yeah.
Huge fire. Yeah,
my uncle does a lot of reloading, and his dogs, for some reason, sit and roll in the gunpowder.
Really?
I don't know why. I
smoke cigars. Can't see that dog.
It's like, you know. you'd see the dog smoking.
What's the dog's name? Smokey. You know, the other thing is, it gets darker earlier now, right? Especially daylight savings time has come. You got to be careful. Kids running around in the street, people on bicycles, pedestrians walking by. In the mornings, because of the way the sun lays lower, you're going to get blinded more. Make sure you have sunglasses or use the visors. Buy your de-ice fluid now. Buy your rock salt now.
Yeah, it's
check
cheaper.
Your shovels now.
Right.
Buy an ice scraper or two now with a brush. Eric, what do you got to say?
Kids playing in leaves next to the road. These people
kids
gather,
don't play outside anymore.
Gather their leaves near the curb, and some of these towns suck them up. And you don't want people, because somebody driving by with an SUV may say, hey, it's fun to drive through the leaves.
Right. It's happened.
And then find a little kid in the leaves.
Blocks in those leaves.
It's happened. Yeah, cinder blocks are good, too. This is a perfect time to have an emergency kit in your trunk, blanket, batteries, couple of protein bars, a few bottles of water, even if it freezes. Who cares? Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
My house, I have a small, thin fire extinguisher behind every door, because you never know when that fire extinguisher could be used during a fire. Or if somebody's chasing you up the steps, they came to the door, they ring, you come to the door, they kick it in, you're running up the steps, you grab that fire extinguisher and shoot it at them as if it's mace. Yeah. Okay?
And
you could use it as a weapon to hit them.
Beat them in the head.
I have four fire extinguishers in my house. One in the garage, one in the kitchen, one in the laundry room, one in the master bedroom.
They're $23. Behind every door, even in the bathroom, I have a thin fire extinguisher sitting there. And I have a fire safety plan. You know, almost like a hotel, the back of the door, I have where you are in the house and how to get out of each room. Even if that includes kicking through the closet sheetrock to get into the next room. And that fire extinguisher can hit that sheetrock. Sheetrock is easy to go through.
Yeah,
but somebody without the mental capacity of thinking in that time is thinking, hey, I can't get out of this room. I'm stuck here. It's too tall to jump out the window, or the flames from the floor below are coming up. Kick through the sheetrock and look at each room and see where you can kick through, where there isn't a dresser on the other side.
I could fit usually, between the 2x4s now.
Usually,
16-inch on
usually closet. So kick about waist height and you will make a hole, push the sheetrock on the other side, pull the sheetrock on your side, you will get through that, no matter how big. Even if you're the old Anthony, you'll fit through there if you need to.
Yeah, well you mentioned flames licking your butt, you'll get through it.
You mentioned the flames coming through the floor. There's a reason why my shoes are next to my bed, because the last thing you want is to step onto molten lava that was your carpet, because that's polyester.
Yeah, I always sleep like a fireman. I have stuff ready to go.
Yeah, me too.
With a fireman?
Yeah, like a fireman. You know, you know, now's the time, daylight savings time's coming up. Smoke detectors, carbon monoxide detectors, battery change time.
Yeah,
go and check every one of your fire extinguishers. Check them. Top off the de-icing fluid in your cars. These are such little things to do.
Make it a family affair.
Correct.
Make it. Make
Correct.
Take the family.
Let
the
them
day
learn.
You're going to be raking leaves, that morning, change the smoke detectors. Show them where they're going to escape from their room. If daddy and mommy can't get to you, if they wake up and there's smoke, don't don't come to us, this is what you're going to do. Without us, we're going to meet in the backyard. Because when I was in grade school, our bus is pulling up next to my friend Joey's house, and his house was on fire. He was on the ground with his brother, who jumped out, and his little sister was waving from the window, and she never made it out.
Oh.
So that's right next Arch Street, Birchwood School, right there, and I could still remember her face as we're going by on the bus.
Oh, my
and,
God.
And the fire department was there, the police department, and her blonde hair in that window still spooks me to this day.
Yeah, I can.
She didn't know what to do. Nobody went over it, and three people died, the grandfather, the mother, and Joey's
horrible.
Sister.
See, so important, check your smoke detectors, carbon monoxide detectors. Again, it's the fall season. Eric's right. You get your kids involved. Do a sweep of the entire house. Like I said, check your shovels. Last year, you might have broke the shovel. You kind of forgot about it. Now the first snowstorm comes, you're going to go to grab a shovel. It's broke. You're going to have to drive in the snow to go get a new one, or you're going to have to ask your neighbor. Our Home Depot's going to be all out of them when you get there. Mm-hmm. Now is the perfect time to get all this done. I use the calcium chloride, the green one that's dog paw safe.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Comes in a 5-pound thing. I have 4 of them in my house. I have 20 of them. Last year I used 10 pounds. I only have to do a little sidewalk because I live in a condo association. So, but you should be prepared. Get it now. It's out already. You know, there are Christmas decorations are out already, and it's not even Thanksgiving or Halloween yet.
Right.
And you know
should
what? Another week it's going to be Valentine's Day stuff is going to be out. Right. So I'm sure if you went to Home Depot right now to shovels, calcium chloride, again, when you get a brush to clean your car or truck, they make ones that extend. That's what I have. Why bend all the way over?
Right.
I bought one that's a push brush on one side, and it's a straight brush on the other side, and it extends. Like when I used to have the Denali all the time, I used to be able to reach and push it off the roof.
Right.
Because a lot of people don't do that, and it's against the law to leave
in
the
New
snow
Jersey,
on your
is,
roof.
Right.
And then
on
a slippery surface, you're reaching over. You're going to cause yourself to slip and
correct.
Fall and hurt yourself.
Mm-hmm. Correct. So this is the time to get prepared for all of that. You know, your pets, make sure you have pet food on hand. Make sure you have medication on hand. Make sure you have medication for yourself. Sometimes, like Sandy, that when you're taking drugs that you need to stay alive, you got to bite the bullet and pay for it because insurance won't cover
right.
it.
Yeah.
So you have 30 days extra in the queue.
I'm going to give you a tip that I learned from my wife. She did on her show last week. She said, check with
parents are hard to raise?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
If you check with your... not your insurance company, but check with your pharmacist. Your pharmacist will know. Most insurance companies allow you to renew your drugs every 25 days.
Oh, okay.
So if you get them every 25 days, you can kind of, you know, squirrel
you'll end up
away.
You'll end up with 50 days extra at the end of the year.
Exactly.
60 days
just,
extra.
Right.
Just make sure you keep those pharmaceuticals in the bottle. It has your prescription.
Yeah, they have to.
You put
them.
You get pulled over with a control.
See, anything starts
in
with
a
letter C.
Bottle. Yeah.
Napin says it all the time. If you take Xanax or something like that, Xanax. What's it? Calm me down. Is that Xanax?
Xanax. Yeah.
If you put that in a like one of those metal fob bottles
not
or something,
good,
that you're
good.
Now a felon in New Jersey.
Yeah,
it has to be when you fly too.
In most.
Uh-huh. Okay, when you fly, it has to be. Now, everything I take, I don't take anything with a C on it. I take mostly vitamins and supplements
no
and stuff.
No vitamin C?
No, I take that too, but I put them in individual containers for travel, and they're dated Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, because I take different, some pills I take 3 days a week, like
my
iron or iron or whatever. Yeah, so, but I use these little separate pods of it instead of like the big, because I put it in my pocket, and I take the pills during the course of the day. But be prepared. Listen, now's a good time. Every time you go to store, buy an extra gallon of water.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
then once the spring comes, use it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Just drink for at least a year, but you'll have it.
Sure.
Yep.
And better have it than not need it, okay? Mm-hmm. Like a fire extinguisher. Eric said the right thing. Amazon, any big box store, $20, $25 for an ABC fire extinguisher. Yep. There is no excuse not to have 3 or 4 in your house.
Yeah, buy an extra one. Make a 3-foot wide by 1-foot tall pile of leaves. Act like, pretend with the kids that is on fire, and let them squirt that fire extinguisher at this pile of leaves. It will blow up, and they just chase the leaves with the fire extinguisher.
So they can see, because you always got to aim for the base of the fire.
You point it at the base, so this envelops up. You
great
remember, pretend it's a fire. Don't
He's
light
good.
It on fire.
I know.
He's good.
And I always give that extra old water to Eric when he comes over.
Nice. the 6-month-old water. Listen, gunsitters.com and Weapons Guard. Whippany, Salisbury, Maryland, Easton, PA. If you're a Jersey resident, you can keep goodies in Easton, PA, and go shoot them in Pennsylvania.
Oh, yes, right.
I forgot to mention
things
that.
Things that you are not allowed to possess in New Jersey, but right. you're allowed to own.
That's right.
Somewhere
you
else.
Can own them, but you can't have them.
Now, real quick, Urban Series 1, 2, 3, and Low Light, No Light, all in the month of September and October. Instructor training. You want to be an NRA instructor? November 3rd, 4th, 5th, 11th, and 12th. RSO, BIT, pistol, rifle, shotgun. Our self-defense classes. Protective pen, October 29th. Great gift. The kids will be home if it's Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
October 29th, protective pen.
Great gift.
Protective knife, November 19th. And protective knife 2, November 25th. I'm done. Vin, thank you.
Thank
Eric,
you.
Thank you.
Great tips, guys. Really
yes.
appreciate it. Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and their licensed broadcast music incorporated. I'm Sandy Barardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. Please, guys, New Jersey SafeCon is over.
We'll be reporting next week.
Yes.